Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Bringing in my pal Andrew Wheeler, who was a former head, former administrator of the EPA, Environmental Protection, under President Trump. And currently he's Governor Glenn Youngkin's Office of Regulatory Management, which is great. Andy Wheeler, welcome back. So I want to go right to the issue. We talked about this on the TV show, but then I had Rick Perry was on yesterday. You were on Thursday. Now, regarding the EPA and regarding the issue of regulating greenhouse gases, Rick's view, Governor Perry's view, former Energy Secretary Perry's view, he says that that this bill is going to give the EPA massive new power. And whether they change the, you know, generating utility system, it remains to be seen. But this is a big leap. They did not have this greenhouse gas power. Now they will. And they got, I don't know, $45 million to go after it. You seem to be a little less certain when we talked on Thursday. But I think the war against fossil fuels, I think they're giving the EPA, I'm not going to say carte blanche, but the door is open. The foot is in the door and the door is going to open. What do you think?
Well, on Thursday, I was referring specifically to the Supreme Court case, West Virginia versus EPA, and that's a little muddled on whether or not this bill overturns that decision. It certainly gives them money to do so, but it doesn't give them clear legislative authority. But you are right. There are other provisions, and there's actually billions of dollars that are going to end up going to EPA on the environmental side to push back against fossil fuel. You know, the one provision that I was just reading this morning is an additional $3 billion for local community environmental groups in the form of block grants. And that $3 billion is going to be used for litigation to stop projects. There's a lot of money here, and a lot of the money is going to be aimed at stopping fossil fuel. And there's, you know, on the one hand, the bill, you know, and Senator Manchin is saying that this is going to increase offshore offshore oil and gas drilling. And what it does is it reopens three sales that the Biden administration canceled. So it really is going back to what was already supposed to happen. So it's reinstating what was missed by the Biden moratoriums. But at the same time, they're increasing the fees, the lease rates, by 500%. So, yes, we're going back to what we would have been at as far as lease sales, but they're increasing the taxes and the lease fees. So it's really designed to put the nail in the coffin of fossil fuels.
You know, Andrew, on this point, nail in the coffin. So Governor of Alaska, what's his name, Dan Sullivan, has this permitting bill. He used the Congressional Review Act and gets it. He wins. I mean, he won. And Manchin voted for it. All the Republicans voted for it, and Manchin voted for it. It passed. Now, that could overturn the Biden's permitting regulation, right? The Biden stopped Trump's permitting reforms, right? Now, this would overturn the Biden decision and in effect, reinstate Trump's timely, you know, rapid 1 to 2 year permitting reforms. The first thing that, but every Democrat voted against it except Manchin. And the White House puts out a bulletin and says, we are opposed to this. Now, it probably would never get through the House, at least not now. But so here's Manchin saying, well, they're giving me assurances we're going to have a vote on permitting in September. But this vote shows the Democrats do not want expedited permitting. And by the way, it's for everything, right? It's for roads, bridges, and tunnels. And, of course, it's for drilling, pipelining, refining, and so forth. Now, isn't that a tip-off?
It is. It's also for installing renewable energy projects, installing wind farms and solar farms. So it's for everything. It's for all federal projects. And what the what we did in the Trump administration is say that a federal decision, not the permits had to be approved, but a federal decision within 2 years. And if you go back and you think, the Empire State Building was permitted, designed, permitted, and built within 2 years. And all President Trump said was, we're going to have a decision on federal permits within 2 years. And the Biden administration is reversing that. And you're right, every Democrat voted against it. Now, Manchin is saying, oh, I've got this deal for a separate vote on my permitting. And he's hoping to attach it to, a must-pass bill like the continuing resolution. But, Senator Kaine from Virginia came out this week and said there is no deal on Manchin's permitting bill passing. The only deal was that it will be considered and voted on. And he said himself that he's not sure if he could support it. So, there is no, and a permitting bill would need 60 votes. So, Manchin has traded these extra taxes on the people of West Virginia, $21 billion in energy taxes alone, for a promise of a permitting bill that may never happen. And even if it does, if he has a permitting bill that the Democrats can support, when they all voted against, quite frankly, a modest permitting package from the Trump administration, 2 years, which I think any permit decision can be made within 2 years. If the Democrats can't support that, then what they can support isn't worth the paper it's printed on.
Joe Manchin's a good guy. He's a friend of mine, but he sold his soul, and he's going to get screwed. They're not going to help him. If they give him a vote, they're going to vote against it. You're exactly right. I forgot about that, by the way. It would have to be 60 votes. He'll never get 60 votes. I'm just saying, this Dan Sullivan's a good guy from Alaska. This was a leading indicator of how they're going to screw Manchin, okay? Not only did all the Democrats except Manchin vote against the Sullivan Congressional Review Act change, but the White House said they're going to veto it. So the White House is saying to Manchin, we are going to screw you. And I don't know how the hell he could have misinterpreted that. I mean, I could have told him that. In fact, I did tell him that when I talked to him last week. I mean, really, huh? This whole stupid bill, which is so totally anti-fossil fuel. So let's go back. How much damage? Tell me, what did you say? The billions of dollars are going to the EPA to do what, Andrew Wheeler? That's the big question.
Exactly. I'm not sure what they can do with all this money. I believe it's $29 billion for a greenhouse gas bank, but then there's also $3 billion for these local community environmental block grants. And that's code for, environmental organizations that sue to stop projects, and they sue to stop anything. And then, just the energy taxes alone, people forget that an energy tax is a regressive tax because it hurts lower income people more than higher income people. Mm-hmm. If you make less than $30,000 a year, you're paying 20% of your out-of-pocket costs go to energy, whether it's gasoline or it's air conditioning or it's heating for your home. 20% of your take-home pay goes to energy. And when you increase the energy taxes by $21 billion, it's going to really hurt a lot of families in low-income areas. And there's a lot of low-income areas in West Virginia that this is going to hurt. That the EPA, you're right. It's some $30 billion for greenhouse gas. They're calling it environmental justice. Mm. There's also money for energy efficiency projects at homes, which is probably a good thing. But if you go back and you look at the money that was spent in the 2009 Obama stimulus bill, if you go back and look at the renewable energy money that was spent under that bill, a majority of that money went to renewable energy companies that contributed to the Obama-Biden campaign in 2008, and a lot of them went bankrupt. It was like some 40% of them went under within 2 years. So you've got to, and I hope there's going to be a lot of congressional oversight next year by the Republicans in Congress when they take back the Congress this fall on how the money is going to be spent, because a lot of that is going to be wasted if past practices, future prediction. A lot of money was wasted in 2009, and that was a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of money in this bill today. Billions were wasted then, hundreds of millions were wasted then, and billions could be wasted now. And a lot of it's going to go to friends of the administration and companies that are not really sound. It's very contradictory. Like I said, on the offshore leasing. You know, there's also money in there saying that you have to buy for electric vehicles components made in the United States, but the Biden administration is making it more difficult to mine critical minerals to go into those batteries. So it's going to be almost impossible to meet the requirements for the EV batteries in the bill if you can't mine the materials here in the United States.
And they won't give the permits. They won't give the permits for the mining. I mean, that's the history of the thing. So the EPA is the fulcrum. The EPA is the absolute fulcrum now, and they're just getting loaded up with power, authority, and money.
They are, and it's not that the rank and file career employees there are going to do bad things with it. It's just that they're going to be overwhelmed with the amount of money and the time pressure to make decisions and get the money out the door. A lot of bad decisions will probably be made in the interest of expediency by the administration.
All right. Thank you, Andrew Wheeler. We really appreciate it. Thanks for the update. We will talk soon.